As promised, and I mean right on time, we are joined by the head football coach at Clemson, winner of more than 11 National Coach of the Year awards, 8 straight 10-win seasons. He led Clemson to the 2016 national title. Clemson is 14-0. Clemson v. Alabama, Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, national championship game. Dabo Sweeney is my guest. Dabo, it's a big week, so it's great to have you back. Thank you so much. Good to have you. How are you?
I'm great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Now, you and I have had this conversation, so let me first off ask you, as you're getting ready for your third national title in the last 4 seasons, this week, what is the mood like around the program right before the game?
Very focused, very businesslike. You know, a little bit of, you know, we kind of had the bowl experience last week in the Cotton Bowl. You're out there for a week, spent Christmas out there. Had a great win, and you know, traveled back here on Sunday. Team got back about 5:30 or 6, and so we came right back Sunday as coaches, and have been you know, grinding Sunday and all day Monday night and most of Tuesday, and we gave the team off Monday. Just felt like they needed a day to kind of decompress, and they showed up here Tuesday ready to go. And man, it's been a good week. We got another padded practice today. But guys are eager. They're excited about going to California. We got a bunch of guys on our team that have never been. And excited about competing against the best. Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun, but the focus has been good. Our energy's great. I love the look in their eye. And you know, we'll be ready to roll in the morning. We'll have our last workout in the morning, then we'll load up the plane and fly all the way out there. So looking forward to it.
Clemson head football coach Dabo Sweeney is my guest. You know, you're coming off that win over Notre Dame 30-3 in the semifinal. And as everybody knew going into that game, you were going to be without your All-American defensive lineman, Dexter Lawrence. And yet from the outside, it didn't seem like your defense missed a beat at all. What's it say about that defensive line and your defense in general?
Yeah, I mean, I knew we would be okay personnel-wise. I mean, just my heart just hurt for those guys, and, you know, in particular Dexter. I mean, the other two really haven't played much, but you know, for Dexter in particular, because he's worked his tail off, and he's just such an awesome young man. And so, you know, I just hurt for them, but, you know, I knew that we would be okay. Albert Huggins is a great football player and would be starting for, you know, probably 128 schools. He just happens to have 2 first-rounders in front of him. But he's a draft guy. He's going to be drafted. He's a great player, and he seized the moment, stepped up, had a great game. In fact, he was in on one of the first fumbles, and as did Jordan Williams, had a heck of a game for us, and Niles Pinckney. So, you know, we've got good people there, and they performed at the level we needed them to.
Clemson.
Stop the run, and we're able to get pressure on Book.
We're talking to Clemson head coach Dabo Sweeney, championship game coming up. You know, earlier this season, of course, you made the decision to switch quarterbacks and go with Trevor Lawrence, knowing the respect and the love that you have for Kelly Bryant. You know, and Dabo, really, everybody who plays for you, I cannot imagine that was an easy decision. What made you feel like that was the right move?
No, it was a very tough. It was an easy decision because it was very apparent that Trevor was the better player. And it was, you know, based on some people have kind of put out their own agenda saying that we made that move based on future potential and all that stuff. And we don't do that here. We don't make decisions on potential. Potential gets you beat. You know, we make all of our decisions on performance and reality and where we are in the moment. And it was an easy decision as far as that goes from a football-only standpoint, just because it was very clear he was the best player after 4 games. And I mean, this is a rare talent, and his, you know, what he demonstrated in particular that Georgia Tech game, you know, coming back, I knew that, you know, this guy earned it. And if we didn't make that change, then you lose your team because, you know, it was obvious. But the hard part was, you know, you have to disappoint a young man that you really care about. So that was hard. The decision was easy, but having to, you know, let a person know that, hey, your role was changing, that was really difficult. But, you know, we have to do what's best for the team. And just like any other position, I mean, I've had lots of freshmen, you know, win the starting job over the years. Christian Wilkins, Dexter Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, you know, I could go on and on and on. Sammy Watkins, and they beat out veteran players, but they won the job. And that was the case here. It just so happened to be it was a quarterback.
You know, when you talk about quarterbacks and you talk about rare talent, I mean, you've been around a lot of great quarterbacks in your time in football. We're talking about guys like Taj Boyd, Deshaun Watson, now Lawrence. How does Trevor stack up with the best quarterbacks you've coached, and what makes the special ones special?
Yeah, well, coaching him is like coaching Deshaun all over again from a mindset standpoint. I mean, it's just eerily similar. And you know, what makes them special early is their ability to absorb the playbook and the installation, and just how quickly they adjust to the speed of the game, and just the demeanor and poise under pressure. I mean, it's just such a step, and no moment just has been too big for him at all. I mean, just like when Deshaun came in here that first spring, immediately from a mental standpoint, you knew, man, this guy is gifted. And that's where we were with Trevor. The difference between Trevor and Deshaun is Trevor's 6'6", and he's 216 pounds. And when Deshaun Watson got here, he was like 180 that January, and he was 200 by August. So he physically had more to develop. But mentally, their mindset, the makeup, the mentality, the poise, the demeanor, the focus, their ability to process and see it, and how they respond to a good play, a bad play, and the consistency in their preparation, that's what makes these guys unique.
Clemson head football coach Dabo Swinney joins me for a couple of more moments. And Clemson and Alabama are going to do it again. I mentioned that because, Dabo, there's this rush to say, because you're facing Alabama for a fourth time, it's just the same thing over and over again. But it's not, because the players keep changing. Well, all the players, aside from Hunter Renfrow, because it's been kind of a running joke that he's been there longer than you've been there. What has your time with him been like, and what has he meant to your program?
Oh man, I love Hunter. I'm gonna miss him so much. I mean, he's like my pseudo staff. You know, I mean, he's a fifth year guy. You know, he's got the receding hairline. he looks like the guy that, you know, you just is sitting in the stands. You know, with a little bit of a, what they call it, a dad bod or
dad
whatever.
Dad bod, and, right?
But then he puts that helmet on. He's like Clark Kent, man. He just when he puts the glasses on, he's freaking Superman. It's unbelievable what this guy can do on a football field. He is made of elastic. He is unbelievably smart and understands how to run routes and influence guys and break points. He can run. He's really fast. He plays long. It just blows your mind when you meet him. I love seeing people's reaction when they meet Hunter Renfrow. And I'm going to tell you, this guy's going to be drafted, and he's going to be a great pro. He'll be a better pro because the game is a little different. They can't get their hands on him as much and things like that. And, I mean, he's going to be somebody's best friend at the next level. But I've just loved all of my time. He's such a great example to so many people on what hard work and belief in yourself and, you know, just – how the little things, you know, matter and so forth. I mean, he's just a great example to so many people, and we're going to miss him, but he's not done yet. He's got one more in him, and we've had two national championship matchups with these guys. Both of them were epic games, and Hunter was a big part of both of them, and I don't have any doubt that that's the way this third one will be. This will be a heavyweight match, that's for sure.
Dabo Swinney, my guest. So before I let you go, how about one thought about that? When you look, and they're all different, but when you look at this year's Alabama team, what is the thing that jumps out to you the most?
Yeah, well, this is by far the best offensive version of Alabama that we've played. I mean, explosive. And to be quite honest with you, we're kind of mirror images of each other. Two really good defenses, two dynamic quarterbacks, two very good run games, and explosive skill. We've got 33 plays of 40 yards or more. They got 30. So, you know, we're very similar. But the biggest difference from my standpoint, Alabama on defense, they're just you know, different year. You know, same bat channel. You know, different day. I mean, they're just always good over there. But what they are and who they are on offense now. Their explosiveness, their ability to score. I think they're scoring 47 a game. We're 44 a game. That's different. In the past, they've been so built through the run. Now they're more built through the pass and the RPOs, and everything kind of goes through Tua. And, man, he's special. He's special, just like our guy. I mean, he sees it. You can tell he's a great kid and got just a passion for it and can create with his legs. And he is incredibly accurate with the football. And then he's got amazing people around him. So two really similar teams when you really break it down. And that's what makes it exciting, because you know it's going to be just two or three plays, and this ought to be an epic battle Monday night.
So, Dabo, finally, before I let you go, one last thought. What about Tua? Yeah. When you watch Tua, when you watch him on tape, does he look even better right now? And what? How do you go about slowing him down? What makes him so unique?
Yeah, he looks great. I mean, he looked awesome in the Oklahoma game. I didn't see any, and then he even had more time, but I didn't see any lingering effects from his injury. He processes everything. He's incredibly smart. He's crafty. You know, he will lie to you in a heartbeat. He understands how to move a defense, and then boom, the ball is out quick. He's got guts. He's got a ton of courage. He thinks he can make every throw because he can make every throw, and he's not afraid to pull the trigger. But he's got a little bit of Brett Favre in him, a little bit of Michael Vick in him. You know, he's just got a little bit of all that stuff that, you know, you think you got him, and he's got eyes in the back of his head, and he spins out, and the next thing you know, it's a big play because he is so accurate in the pocket, and he's incredibly accurate on the move. So it just his overall athleticism and just his arm and his ability to see it. You know, and that's why they give him so much. I mean, they give him a lot of tools. I mean, he's making a lot of decisions pre-snap, post-snap. You know, everything right now is with Alabama is a bunch of RPOs, and because you have to stop the run game, and so you know when you try to stop the run game, it creates throwing lanes, and he is so doggone accurate with the ball, and then he's got phenomenal receivers. So it's a hard thing to stop. Similar to us, I mean, we're hard to stop. So. You know, you've got to do a good job of winning at the point of attack up front. You know, that matchup, our D-line, we've got to try to pressure him, try to get him off his mark a little bit. We have to choke him out a little bit as far as, you know, try to, you know, decrease the rush lanes. So that, because if you run up the field and get by him, he's going to find a lane and he's gone. And then we've got to, you can't give him the same pitch. Because I don't care if you're throwing in 100 miles an hour, he's going to hit it. So you got to have some change-ups and lie to him a little bit from a coverage standpoint, and hopefully he'll make some bad decisions, but he hadn't made many.
It's a titanic matchup. Dabo, you and I have had some amazing conversations over the years, but I think that might be my favorite to date. Big game. 14-0, Clemson going up against Alabama on Monday night. Dabo, thank you very, very much. Couldn't appreciate you anymore.
Aren't you in California?
I certainly am.
Where are you?
Southern California.
Okay.
You're going to Northern California.
All right. I'm assuming that's a long way away from you, but we're excited about being there. Hopefully we'll have a great representation out there in Cali.
You got it. Dabo, you come on out here. We'd love to have you. Dabo Swinney, Clemson head football coach. Now we are done.